You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
City health officials say the number of Legionnaires' cases is growing. It now stands at 97 and is the biggest outbreak in New York history. All those who've died were older adults with underlying health issues. The pneumonia-like disease is not airborne and can't be spread person to person. Anyone with symptoms is advised to seek immediate medical attention. The biggest wildfire in California keeps getting bigger. Cal Fire says the Rocky Fire has burned nearly 70,000 acres. The fire, burning about 100 miles north of San Francisco, has damaged or destroyed 95 structures, including 39 homes. George W. Bush has been out of the White House for more than 6 years, but the former president is still serving the public. Bush was among the citizens who reported for jury duty in Dallas yesterday. He was not chosen to serve on the jury. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The busy wildfire season is probably not going to keep tourists out of California, so says Ryan Becker with Visit California, a nonprofit public-private partnership that promotes tourism in the state.
Travelers are very savvy these days, and they understand that California has a lot to offer. So while one area is greatly impacted, there are many other areas in the state to visit that are unaffected.
Becker says the areas of wildfires so far this season are not popular tourist sites anyway. Dozens of wildfires have scorched tens of thousands of acres across California from the beginning of this year until the weekend. Visit California's Ryan Becker talks about a wildfire a few years ago that hurt tourism in part of California.
The most recent example that really affected tourism was the Rim Fire up near Yosemite National Park, obviously an iconic destination for California.
The Bluebell plant in Alabama is once again making ready-to-eat ice cream. State health officials gave the Texas-based company the okay to resume production with no restrictions. The plant was shut down, along with other Bluebell facilities in Texas and Oklahoma, following a listeria outbreak linked to its products. There's no word on when Bluebell ice cream will return to store shelves. Eleanor Roosevelt is the heavy favorite to appear on new $10 bills. The former First Lady tops a nationwide poll to become the first woman to be featured on American paper currency in more than a century. A McClatchy Marist poll shows Roosevelt with 27% of the vote. African-American abolitionist Harriet Tubman and Native American explorer Sacagawea round out the top three with 17% and 13% support, respectively. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 61 degrees in Flemington, clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun today, a high of 85. Winds will be light and variable. Cloudy with a low of 62 tonight, winds light and variable. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies early, will become partly cloudy later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 82, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, generally sunny, a high near 85. Partly cloudy on Sunday, a high of 86. Monday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, 83. And Tuesday, that's the 11th, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Chance of rain, 50%. Temperatures in our area, 66 in Tewksbury, 66 at Quakertown, 64 in Phillipsburg, 62 in Frenchtown, 65 in Lambertville, 63 in Hopewell, 64 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Big say here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just in the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County. Little root beer rag this morning. Billy Joel, but you didn't know he wrote that. Now here's the deal. There's a reason, there's a double reason why we're playing this today. One is, you'll find out celebration observances that today is Root Beer Float Day. And number two, you'll find out that there's a concert in the park at Deer Path Park, the Parks and Recs, and it's a Billy Joel cover concert. So if you enjoy Billy Joel music, like most of us do, perhaps you'd like to look into going over there tonight. Looks like it's going to be just fine weather, so make it a point.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
City health officials say the number of Legionnaires' cases is growing. It now stands at 97 and is the biggest outbreak in New York history. All those who've died were older adults with underlying health issues. The pneumonia-like disease is not airborne and can't be spread person to person. Anyone with symptoms is advised to seek immediate medical attention. The biggest wildfire in California keeps getting bigger. CAL FIRE says the Rocky Fire has burned nearly 70,000 acres. The fire, burning about 100 miles north of San Francisco, has damaged or destroyed 95 structures, including 39 homes. George W. Bush has been out of the White House for more than 6 years, but the former president is still serving the public. Bush was among the citizens who reported for jury duty in Dallas yesterday. He was not chosen to serve on the jury. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The busy wildfire season is probably not going to keep tourists out of California, so says Ryan Becker with Visit California, a nonprofit public-private partnership that promotes tourism in the state.
Travelers are very savvy these days, and they understand that California has a lot to offer. So while one area is greatly impacted, there are many other areas in the state to visit that are unaffected.
Becker says the areas of wildfires so far this season are not popular tourist sites anyway. Dozens of wildfires have scorched tens of thousands of acres across California from the beginning of this year until the weekend. Visit California's Ryan Becker talks about a wildfire a few years ago that hurt tourism in part of California.
The most recent example that really affected tourism was the Rim Fire up near Yosemite National Park, obviously an iconic destination for California.
The Bluebell plant in Alabama is once again making ready-to-eat ice cream. State health officials gave the Texas-based company the okay to resume production with no restrictions. The plant was shut down, along with other Bluebell facilities in Texas and Oklahoma, following a listeria outbreak linked to its products. There's no word on when Bluebell ice cream will return to store shelves. Eleanor Roosevelt is the heavy favorite to appear on new $10 bills. The former First Lady tops a nationwide poll to become the first woman to be featured on American paper currency in more than a century. A McClatchy-Marist poll shows Roosevelt with 27% of the vote. African-American abolitionist Harriet Tubman and Native American explorer Sacagawea round out the top three, with 17% and 13% support, respectively. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. It's 61 degrees in Flemington, clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun today, a high of 85. Winds will be light and variable. Cloudy with a low of 62 tonight, winds light and variable. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies early, will become partly cloudy later in the day. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 82, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, generally sunny, a high near 85. Partly cloudy on Sunday, a high of 86. Monday, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, 83. And Tuesday, that's the 11th, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Chance of rain, 50%. Temperatures in our area, 66 in Tewksbury, 66 at Quakertown, 64 in Phillipsburg, 62 in Frenchtown, 65 in Lambertville, 63 in Hopewell, 64 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Good morning, Hunter, and Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just in the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh Trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County. Little root beer rag this morning, Billy Joel. Bet you didn't know he wrote that. Now here's the deal. There's a reason, there's a double reason why we're playing this today. One is, you'll find out celebration observances that today is Root Beer Float Day. And number two, you'll find out that there's a concert in the park at Deer Path Park, the Parks and Recs, and it's a Billy Joel cover concert. So if you enjoy Billy Joel music, like most of us do, perhaps you'd like to look into going over there tonight. Looks like it's going to be just fine weather, so make it a point. Time for us to check traffic. Got one alert here this morning. Highland Avenue. There's construction this morning. Came out at 617 this morning, and it says Highland Avenue is closed for construction on 86 and 87 from 8 a.m. to 4, and you're going to have to follow the detours. That's it for right now. Drive safe and sound, and we'll get you more information and more traffic if it comes along. You can get all those alerts from HERTTMA.com. Register with them. They'll send you the alerts, or you can follow them on Twitter. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunt Jimmer Radio Traffic. So what is on Hunter Jimmer Radio.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We have, we don't have Michelle Heide. We might have Mayor Janice Kovacs. She's supposed to be back from her birthday party in Florida. And we'll talk with her about the town of Clinton and all the things that are going on in August in the town of Clinton, celebrating their 150th anniversary. At 9 o'clock, we're actually playing a best of Good Morning Hunterdon, and we're doing that because of what we'll be talking about in vitamin C. And since there's going to be a lot of talk about Grape Finale and how successful they were just recently, so we'll talk about that. And so I am scheduling a rewind of an interview I did in March with the owner of Grape Finale. So stay tuned for that. At 10 o'clock, it's Rand Dazzler's musical journey. He takes us through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, lets us know all about what's going on with those music. He loved it as a kid, learned it as a kid, and wants to play some of that for you in a theme. The Library Show is on with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. They talk about all the different programs, services, exhibits, concerts going on at the library. Mr. Jim Goodall was on at noon, doing taking care of business. Jim's got a lot going on, and he just got a great award last week for his work with Crown Trophies, sixth time in 7 years, I think, that he has exceeded the profit goals that has been set for his franchise. And yesterday, I think there was a broadcast, email, Facebook, came out about him having to pretty much take all of his operation out of his store and bring it to the warehouse for the next couple of months. And so Jim, I'm sure, is going to be bringing back all sorts of information about how to just deal with the everyday when you're running a business. So Jim brings all his perspective, all of his experience, and all of his day-to-day trials and tribulations to the radio every Thursday at noon, taking care of business. Holistic Around Hunterdon with Sue Ann Sasha Harden is on at 5 to 6, and she is a holistic healer and energy practitioner and the owner of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy. And Sue Ann is also syndicated. Her show is played next Friday, every Friday, at Sedona Talk Radio, and she always posts something about her guests. And so here is what Sue Ann has written about her show for today. She says, on 5 to 6, August 6th, Reverend Vicki Anderson will explain the system of feng shui. and guide you through many user-friendly practices to make your house the secret space you always wanted it to be. You will feel more confident, secure, abundant, and healthy after learning and implementing Feng Shui's quick tips into your home, yard, and office. And Feng Shui offers many cures to make your home attract more positive energy and opportunities into your life. Check out Vicky's website on this topic at fengshuimoon.com. And listen to Sue Ann and Reverend Vicky Anderson 5 to 6 here on HunchimberRadio.com. That is the entire HunchimberRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the HunchimberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter. Go and get that root beer float.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here at Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. International Clown Week finishing up tomorrow. National Scrabble Week finished up yesterday. Simplify Your Life Week, something you should be doing every day. World Breastfeeding Week, Assistance Dog Week finishes up on the 8th. Exercise with Your Child Week, Knights of Columbus Family Week, National Farmers Market Week, National Fraud Awareness Week, National Psychic Week, Single Working Mothers and Women's Week, Stop on Red Week. I thought the Google Doodle was actually promoting that yesterday. I don't know if you caught that. National Bargain Hunting Week, Old Fiddler's Week, Psychic Week finishes up tomorrow, Sturgis Rally, Rock for Life Week, Gallup International Tribal Indian Powwow finishes up on the 8th, National Hobo Week starts today. Don't know how many hobos are going to be starting to celebrate today, but you never know. And for today, we already talked about International Root Beer Float Day, or National Root Beer Float Day. It is Hiroshima Day, and it's National Fresh Breath Halitosis Day. Need somebody to tell you that you might be having some trouble, might need some breath mints or something like that. Those are all the celebration observances for the week and the day. Pick something. I think a root beer float would be easy to do and get involved, but you could also do those other ones. Let's go and check vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it is staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com, published yesterday on the 5th. Grape Finale wines win 15 medals at Wine Society Wine Competition. So Grape Finale Hands-On Winery announced the American Wine Society awarded 15 medals to Grape Finale Wines at the 2015 American Wine Society New Jersey State Fair, New Jersey Amateur Wine Competition. Judging was conducted on July 25th and results announced on August 1st at the Sussex County Fairgrounds in Augusta. This brings Grape Finale's total medal count to 42 since it opened in April of 2011. Grape Finale's Reserve Chateauneuf de Pape, made with California grapes, was awarded a gold medal. Their California Syrah Port, Chateauneuf de Pape, and Merlot wines, and their Chilean Malbi, Syrah, Reserve Merlot, and Bordeaux blend wines were awarded silver, and their California Petite Syrah, Super Tuscan, Old Wine, Old Vine Zinfandel, Bordeaux blend, and Chardonnay wines, and their Chilean Carmenere and Chardonnay wines were awarded bronze. Quote, "I would not be more proud of the wines we help our clients make, and we are honored to receive such prestigious recognition from the reputable American Wine Society." This was said by Lisa van den Waldenberg, proprietor and chief winemaking officer at Grape Finale. "These awards showcase our dedication and expertise and the quality of wines that help our clients produce." Grape Finale Hands-On Winery is the realization of a dream for Lisa, whose passion for wine was firmly established when she attended the University of California at Davis. Grape Finale, located at the Bartles Corner Business Park in Flemington, guides wine lovers through the entire process of making their own private label premium wine. Grape Finale patrons use professional winery equipment to crush and press more than 25 varieties of select red and white grapes from California, Chile, South Africa, and at the end of the process, they bottle their wine with personalized labels. All judging was done under the guidelines of the American Wine Society and overseen by AWS-certified judges. Wines were awarded as bronze, silver, and gold in amateur competition. No individual or any member of the group can be directly involved with commercial winemaking. And to learn more about Grape Finale Hands-On Winery, go to www.grapefinale.com or call them at 908-237-0302. I had a great conversation with Lisa back in March. And as I said, beginning of the show, in light of the fact that the competition took place and they were awarded all those wins and made all those medals, I thought it would be appropriate to replay that show. And so that will be done at 9 o'clock. Great way to get some insight into a lot of different things. Number one, I didn't realize that Grape Finale was a winery. I just thought it was a retail establishment. But that's not the case. It's a winery. At the same time, I didn't realize that everybody who makes wine there can, in fact, enter their wines into a competition. That was also stated by Lisa on our show. And last but not least, I had you can learn a lot about Lisa and how you can find your passion. And doesn't matter when and where and what location you happen to be. And when you realize that what you're doing right now is not necessarily what you want to do tomorrow, you can make that type of a change. And this particular broadcast that will play at 9 o'clock will demonstrate that you, like Lisa, can make that determination at some point in the near future. So great stuff there. Congratulations. A great finale. And congratulations to all the individual amateurs that did their winemaking at Grape Finale. And again, another feather in our cap in Hunterdon County as we continue to demonstrate our wine prowess in Hunterdon County with all the wineries that are in our area. All of that is why today, that is vitamin C for today. It's time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, all right, from the old disc jockey almanac for today, let's see who we got. Actor in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, Jack Scanlon, is 17 today. Model and actress of Joe Dirt 2, Beautiful Loser, Charlotte McKinney, is 22. Bad News Bears, Jeffrey Davies, is 26. Waterloo Road, Chelsea Healy, is 27. Actress in Amazing Grace, Romola Garay, is 33. Model and television producer, My Fair Brady. Actress in Light Years Away, Ariana Curry, is 33. From Black Sea, Carl Davies, is 33. From Wildfire, Ryan Sippen, is 33. Stuntwoman in X-Men, The Last Stand, and actress in The Hunted, that would be Monique Ganderton, and she's 35. Model and actress in R.I.P.D., Marissa Miller, is 37. The Amazing Spider-Man, Jennifer Lyons, is 38. Punky Brewster, Saloon Fry, is 39. 30 Days of Night, Melissa George, is 39. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Ever Carradine, is 41. The Conjuring, Vera Farmiga, is 42. Spice Girls singer, It's Raining Men, that was a song they did, and actress in Crank 2, Jerry Ginger Spice Halliwell, is 43. Resident Evil, Jason O'Mara, is 43. From Elias, Elias, Marin Dungey, is 44. Film producer, director, screenwriter of The Sixth Sense, by the way, a fantastic movie, M. Night Shyamalan, is 45. In Cold Case, Jeremy Ratchford is 50. Model and actress in Bad Boys, Lisa Boyle, is 51. Enough said, Lucy Dreyer is 51. Miss Malaysia, 1983. Michelle Yao is 53. She was also in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Leland Orser is 55. Actress in Dave and the Last Dragon, that's Faith Prince, is 58. In Hunter and The Cutting Edge, Stephanie Kramer is 59. Seventh Heaven, Catherine Hicks, is 64. Full Metal Jacket, Dorian Harewood, 65. In Logan's Run and The Greatest Story Ever Told, Michael Anderson Jr. is 72. It's the 75th birthday of Louise Sorrell, actress in Santa Barbara and Days of Our Lives. In The Bob Newhart Show, Peter Bornaers is 77. Alice in Wonderland and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Barbara Windsor is 78, and Frank Finley, 89. He was in The Pianist and Life Force. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll go into the news, the weather, and I'll be back with the investment update right after this. Good morning, Hunterdon. How should we wear a car?
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The stage is set for tonight's Republican presidential debate. Political expert Dr. Schwarzer University's the first GOP debate at the 2016 election season will likely find one fighting for attention.
It's sort of sunken in that Donald Trump is ahead of this field right now. Jeb Bush is a solid establishment candidate.
Dr. Foreman says it will be interesting to see if Trump can deliver substantive answers in the debate.
Can Donald Trump give a substantive answer about health care reform or about education reform?
The man who attacked theater goers yesterday in a Tennessee movie theater had a history of mental problems. Vicente Montano attacked people with a hatchet and pepper spray during an afternoon showing of Mad Max yesterday before being shot dead by Nashville police. The search continues today for a cop killer in the Shreveport, Louisiana area. The officer hasn't been publicly identified, but more details are expected from the Shreveport Police Department later today. This is USA Headline News.
Stop dry, brittle, damaged hair. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Guaranteed. With Ovation Cell Therapy.
My hair was damaged pretty badly due to various prescription medications. Weak, dry, brittle, and breaking off. But with Ovation, I noticed the difference right away. And it wasn't long before my hair was back to normal.
Ovation is safe, non-toxic, and guaranteed to help your hair look healthy again. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory discount.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, join the hundreds of thousands of people who have logged on to OvationHair.com.
After just a week, my hair's already shinier, smoother, and looks fuller and feels thicker. Ovation is a wonderful product. I can't wait to tell my friends.
Grow thicker, stronger, longer hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, you'll tell your friends too.
An eighth person is confirmed dead in New York City after contracting Legionnaire's disease. Rich Parker is president of the Metro Group, the company that cleaned five cooling towers in the South Bronx that were contaminated with the bacteria associated with the disease.
You can find Legionella in showerheads, in domestic hot water systems, in pools, in spas.
City health officials say the number of Legionnaire's cases is growing. It now stands at 97 and is the biggest outbreak in New York history. All those who've died were older adults with underlying health issues. The pneumonia-like disease is not airborne and can't be spread person to person. Anyone with symptoms is advised to seek immediate medical attention. The biggest wildfire in California keeps getting bigger. Cal Fire says the Rocky Fire has burned nearly 70,000 acres. The fire, burning about 100 miles north of San Francisco, has damaged or destroyed 95 structures, including 39 homes. George W. Bush has been out of the White House for more than 6 years, but the former president is still serving the public. Bush was among the citizens who reported for jury duty in Dallas yesterday. He was not chosen to serve on the jury. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
The busy wildfire season is probably not going to keep tourists out of California, so says Ryan Becker with Visit California, a nonprofit public-private partnership that promotes tourism in the state.
Travelers are very savvy these days, and they understand that California has a lot to offer. So while one area is greatly impacted, there are many other areas in the state to visit that are unaffected.
Becker says the areas of wildfires so far this season are not popular tourist sites anyway. Dozens of wildfires have scorched tens of thousands of acres across California from the beginning of this year until the weekend. Visit California's Ryan Becker talks about a wildfire a few years ago that hurt tourism in part of California.
The most recent example that really affected tourism was the Rim Fire up near Yosemite National Park, obviously an iconic destination for California.
The Bluebell plant in Alabama is once again making ready-to-eat ice cream. State health officials gave the Texas-based company the okay to resume production with no restrictions. The plant was shut down, along with other Bluebell facilities in Texas and Oklahoma, following a listeria outbreak linked to its products. There's no word on when Bluebell ice cream will return to store shelves. Eleanor Roosevelt is the heavy favorite to appear on new $10 bills. The former First Lady tops a nationwide poll to become the first woman to be featured on American paper currency in more than a century. A McClatchy Marist poll shows Roosevelt with 27% of the vote. African-American abolitionist Harriet Tubman and Native American explorer Sacagawea round out the top three, with 17% and 13% support, respectively. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
It is 8:34. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 66 degrees in Flemington, clear skies. Thursday, August 6th. A mix of cloud and sun and a high near 85 today. Winds light and variable. Cloudy with a low of 62 for tonight. Winds light and variable. And partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. With a high of 82, winds east northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday the 8th, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, a high near 85. Intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 86 on Sunday. Monday the 10th, some sun in the morning, increasing clouds during the afternoon, 83, and scattered thunderstorms on Tuesday the 11th with a high of 81, chance of rain 50%. Temperatures in our area, 64 in Lebanon, 69 in Tewksbury, 67 in Raritan, 66 in West Amwell Township, 68 in New Hope, 64 in Frenchtown, 68 in Kingwood, and 64 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, it's time for the Invent Report with me. Michelle Heidi is on vacation, and because we're doing a rewind of great finale this morning, we can't have Mr. Joe Patton on, but we'll get Joe on in the near future. So here is what's going on in our markets today. The Dow finished pretty much flat yesterday at 17,540. Down 10 points. The NASDAQ was up 34 points yesterday, and the S&P up 0.31% at 6.52. The index has reached 2,099.84, and the NASDAQ is at 5,139.95. One of the popular stocks, Apple, had reversed its course yesterday and was up 0.66%, about 0.67%. So they must have straightened out that. Other moves were Facebook up 2.53%, General Electric up 0.77%, Microsoft up 0.08%, and Disney took a beating yesterday, down 9.17%. And Michelle Heidi had talked about that yesterday with me when they had missed one of their goals, one of their targets. On their balance sheet. Other key stats, the 10-year yield was up 2.67%. Oil went down at 1.17%. The yen down fairly insignificantly, 0.04. The euro down pretty much nothing. And gold down 0.12%. Some of the big gainers was First Solar, up 16%. H&R Block up almost 9%. Harman International Industries up 6 and change. Cognizant Technology was up 6.4 and Motorola Solutions up 6.34. The losers, Genworth Financial, that's one of the real estate companies, 19.52%. Wow. Quanta Services, 15.44, down 15.44. Discovery Communications, down 12. Chesapeake Energy, down 12. And Discovery Communications, that's interesting. There's another Discovery Communications. Must be a different number of different share category, down 11%. You realize it can have different types of shares. Sector performances that were doing well yesterday was health services as a sector was up 10%, consumer non-durables up 5%, retail trade up 5%, consumer durables up 4%, finance up 4%, technology services up 3%. It can't be all in one day. It's still past 3-month performance, excuse me. And communications down 2%, utilities down 3%, transportation down 3%, electronic technology down 4%, and energy minerals down 16 over the last 3 months. And commodities, oil down 0.8, gas down 1.25%, gold flat, silver flat, and corn up 0.46. So what's moving all this stuff? Let's get to that right now and find out what's happening with things that you need to know for today. So CNN Money reports that major movers will be Tesla, Mondelez, Keurig, and Transocean today. Tesla are set to fall by roughly 6% in the open after the company warned that it might not deliver as many electric vehicles in 2015 as it originally expected. Mondelez shares are set to rally by about 8% after investment firm Pershing Square, led by activist investor Bill Ackman, announced that it had bought 7.5% stake in the food firm. Quarterly earnings from, and that's Green Mountain, sent its stock price plummeting nearly 30% in extended trading. It reported weak sales and plans to lay off more than 300 workers. And shares in Transocean are rallying by 6% pre-market after the oil service firm reported better-than-expected earnings late in Wednesday. Media slump continues. Investors are seeing media shares drop on Wednesday, and that downward momentum continues into Thursday. The selling is apparently triggered by anxiety about cable customers ditching their subscription. I am not surprised. 21st Century Fox and CBS reported earnings that are closing bell Wednesday. Both companies did better than analysts were expected, and yet both companies' stocks were down in after-hours trading. Again, probably because of the media. Earnings, SeaWorld, Build-A-Bear, Cinemark, New York Times, Orbitz, Rio Tinto, Michael Kors, Adidas, and Viacom are among the companies reporting quarterly earnings this morning. After the closing bell, companies including Zynga, Post, and Overstock.com are expected to report. Economics, weekly unemployment claims data will be released by the U.S. government at 8:30, and at 10:30, commodity traders will get to see the latest data on natural gas inventories. In the U.K., the Bank of England is issuing a decision on interest rates on Thursday, as well as publishing the minutes from its rate meeting and releasing an inflation report. Economists don't expect the central bank to change its rates, but they're excited by the data. Let's see. Stock market overview. There's plenty to get excited about in the markets, but the overall indexes are relatively flat on Thursday. The futures are sitting around the levels where they closed on Wednesday. Actually, they were a little bit up. European markets relatively calm in early trading, while Asian markets ended with mixed results. In Greece, the benchmark index is rising about 2% after three punishing days of losses. Greek bank trading is volatile, with some stocks moving up and some pushing even lower. Looking back at Wednesday, the Dow Jones closed unchanged, while the S&P had added 0.3 and the NASDAQ grew by 0.7. And so here is what the futures are doing as we speak. The S&P is up 3, the NASDAQ is up 10, and the Dow is up 22. What's moving? Transocean is up 5%. Molson Coors Brewing is up 3. Netflix is up 1.5. Apache Corp up 1.25. PayPal is up about 1%. Green Mountain is down 30. 21st Century Fox is down 6.5. CenturyLink down 4.5. Kroger, that's a supermarket, down 1.15. And Coca-Cola down 0.38. Mr. Buffett's not going to be happy about that. Nikkei is 0.24% up. Hang Seng is down 0.57. The FTSE is flat, and the DAX is at 0.14%. Commodities, light crude down 1.13, natural gas down 1.38, gold down 0.12, and corn flat. So there's the investment update, market update. We'll have Mr. Joe Patton on for tomorrow. And so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll see if we can get Mayor Janice Kovach on the line and talk a little bit about the town of Clinton. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com. Time to touch base with our mayor in the town of Clinton. And that is Mayor Janice Kovach, who's just come back from her birthday and her celebration in the Disney. So good morning, Mayor. How are you? Well, 1 second, Mayor. We don't have you patched in right. Oh, there we go. Try it again. Are you there?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yep, we're better now. All right, we got it. So happy birthday once again, and hopefully it was enjoyable, and you traversed all the different parks in Disney. You've been there before, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, several times. I'm a Disney fanatic.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Do you count all the mouse silhouettes?
Well, you know, I started to 1 year, and then it was one of those. I'm like, I was wasting too much time doing that. For me, I wanted to go and see all the parks and obviously do all the rides. You know, you got to do those thrill rides that Disney now has.
Right.
And then, you know, you can't go to Disney without shopping.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
You got to come back with more Disney paraphernalia.
Yep. All right. So, well, I'm glad you had some fun, but we have fun here in Hunterdon County, too, and the town of Clinton is no less than anybody else in providing entertainment and things to do, so we talk with you every week about that. So,
absolutely.
How did the sidewalk sale go? I know you weren't present for all of it, but how did it go from your report?
I heard that they had a huge turnout, and the stores all did well, so... You know, it's all something to just remind people that we're there. Mm-hmm. For me, it's about shopping local and making sure we support all of our local businesses.
Right.
That they're the lifeblood of our communities.
I have Al War on my show every morning at Monday, and one of the things that I talk with Al about is just different techniques to be a viable business. And I think the town of Clinton does it just as good as anybody else, and that's that they have constant but variable activities to remind people that you're there and
right.
be in the consciousness. So I just love the fact that you have, I don't know, about three or four different groups that are constantly coming up with great ideas and not competing with one another, but working together with one another to make the entire calendar from January to December something that's entertaining and active for everybody. So
exactly.
I would like to just ask, how do you keep everybody happy? How does everybody realize that they don't need to step on each other's toes over there?
I don't know that you ever keep everyone happy. You know, it's like a family. There's always going to be arguments or something going on. But ultimately, I think what everyone does realize is that it is about the community, and if one does well, all do well.
Right.
You know, it's not, if I bring in people to my store or my business, it is, you know, it helps another business.
Yep.
You know, I may not shop in every single store every single time, but when I, you know, especially in my case, when I pick up gifts for people, I make sure that whoever I'm sending it to or giving it to understands that it comes from, you know, a small town, a small business, and that then gets them to think about, you know, making sure that they support the small business. And, you know, we all work together, because ultimately, if one succeeds, we all succeed.
Yep. Yep.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is gearing up for tonight's Republican presidential debate. He tells CBS this morning that he plans to mix it up, perhaps even with a certain frontrunner.
Really, this campaign and who becomes the president ought to be about ideas and who can best lead the country. And I don't think we should just sort of succumb to, oh, well, you can just say anything.
Paul says Donald Trump has tapped into something with the American public by realizing that most people are fed up with typical politicians. Malaysia's transport minister says a window from a jetliner was discovered on the same Indian Ocean island where a wing section washed up last week. This follows a claim of the country's prime minister yesterday that the wing debris is definitely from the Malaysia Airlines flight that